Recently, a subscriber has asked me something about using monologues to explore artistic English, and that set off a whole train of thought in me regarding something that I've always thought about and always been in two minds about, namely the idea of speaking a language at a very advanced level. Think C2 basically. Today's video is not going to be a direct answer to my viewer's question, but rather a byproduct of it. This is Sam, and welcome to Inglogic. After a bit of research, it turns out I'm not the only one who ponders over this matter, and most of the opinions that I've come across seem to concur with me that the idea of C2 in any language is a bit of an illusion. I am perfectly aware that by saying this, I'm basically shooting myself in the foot because I do teach advanced English, but let me break down what I mean by everything I've just said so far, and as always, these are just my own opinions. First of all, when we talk about the concept of sophisticated elements in a language, I think that mainly refers to vocabulary and not grammar. We need grammar to express everything that we want to say, and the reason why I don't think we can talk about sophisticated grammar is the fact that you can't really avoid it. When it comes to vocabulary, you can use the basic word happy. Now, not everyone knows one of the sophisticated versions of this word, which is ecstatic, and if you don't, you can still survive. But talking about grammar, let's have a look at the sentence I've been making YouTube videos for 3 years. Now, this may seem and sound sophisticated, but since in English, if you want to talk about an action that started in the past and is still happening, on which you have a whole video over here, this is the only way that you can say it. You can't really consider this sophisticated because you can't avoid it. There is no way around it, and you can't survive without it if you want to speak fully meaningful and correct English. In this specific case, you can construct this duration form also by saying, I have made videos for 3 years, but it's not very common. The way I see it is that whilst the vocabulary can be sophisticated or basic, grammar can only be right or wrong. If you want to talk about something that started in the past and is still happening, you can't say I make YouTube videos for 3 years. You can't say I made YouTube videos for 3 years, although this last sentence does exist, but it has a different meaning. By the time you arrive, I will already have eaten may sound and seem extremely refined, but again, if you want to talk about the idea of a future action happening before another future action, this is the only way that you can say it correctly. So personally, I can't say that this is sophisticated. I'm not saying that it's easy to construct because there are a lot of verbs involved. So it is more advanced than the basic, I went to the cinema yesterday. But again, I can't see it as sophisticated. In English exams, they ask you to rephrase sentences. So the basic sentence, no one knows when she'll be back, turns into there's no telling when she'll be back. Now, I do agree that this is more cultured and sophisticated, but I personally see this as vocabulary rather than straight and strict grammar. Here you have a whole playlist on the logic of conditionals and the meaning that they express. But let's imagine that your mum helped you financially to buy a house, and in a conversation, your friend tells you you were lucky that your mum supported you. What you want to say in your reply is, I know, she helped me, so I was able to buy a house. But no one would really say that. We would say, I know, if she hadn't helped me, I wouldn't have been able to buy a house. Now, this is the third conditional, and I understand that it's a complicated structure to build because it involves a lot of verbs and a lot of concepts, the subjunctive as well. But I can't really say that it's sophisticated because that's the most common and usual way that we would use to express this idea. So basically, there is no way around it. There are some cases where we express a concept in the same simple way as she helped me. So I was able to buy a house instead of a conditional. But that usually gives a slightly different nuance to the sentence. So it does exist, but usually we would tend to use a conditional in a standard emotionless sentence. The one thing that could potentially make conditionals sophisticated and not just advanced is if you can construct them correctly. Even native speakers will sometimes say, if she wouldn't have helped me, which is technically wrong. So if you avoid that and say, if she hadn't helped me, that tells me that you can speak English well. Sometimes I specifically tell you that the grammar point I'm teaching you is extremely geeky, like the difference between if you will not be free on Sunday, we will reschedule, and if you are not free on Sunday, we will reschedule. The first sentence means that if you can tell me now that you will not be free on Sunday, we can reschedule now. The second one means that if on Sunday you wake up and realize that you're not free, we will reschedule on Sunday. But the difference between these two sentences is so absurd and so technical that we don't really think about it when we speak, and we don't make or even understand this difference. So this is just a fun fact for you to know, and it's almost pointless to even know it, but I just tell you things like that because this is an advanced channel and I do like geeky things like this. But if you don't know this difference, that does not make you a bad speaker of English. I do make videos on advanced grammar like this one on the difference between if not and unless. Now, I do consider this to be advanced because it's not really even taught in schools. It's true that we don't really use these cases every day, but not many foreigners even know there is a difference between them, and they tend to use unless all the time because they're taught in school that they're basically synonyms. So knowing the difference between them does set you apart in my eyes. But again, I can't really say that it's sophisticated because if you really think about it, if you want to express a concept that only requires if not instead of unless, well, there is no way around it. So you should simply say if not, and that doesn't make it sophisticated, it just makes it correct. And this brings me to something that will probably earn me a virtual pelting and stoning. I don't think languages are creative at all because they're purely based on mathematical rules. If you want to express the idea of an action that started in the past and is still happening now, the only way you can do that is through a duration form, like we said earlier. You can't just be creative and use another structure because anything else that you say is either technically wrong, so I don't even understand it, or it exists but has a different meaning. You can't just wake up one day and decide to change the pronunciation of the word house into he's. Languages are not creative like that. The only creativity allowed is indeed vocabulary through synonyms, but again, within the limitations of what is mathematically possible. Let's go back to happy and ecstatic. Happy is the basic, easy version, and mathematically, it equals a simple number like 5. Ecstatic is the sophisticated version, and mathematically, it can be seen as 2 plus 3. Now, 2 plus 3 is more complex than 5 because you need to calculate the result in your head, so it involves more work. If I give you just 5, I already give you the result. So that is possible. You can express 5 as 2 plus 3, but simply because 2 plus 3 equals 5. So you can't just wake up one day and create a different synonym for happy, because if you say that detrimental is the same as happy, that is incorrect, because although detrimental exists and it is a sophisticated word, it does not mean happy. So by saying that they are the same, you're telling me that 5 of happy equals 4 plus 3 of detrimental, and that's obviously wrong.